This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. city hit worst by the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic could close schools starting Monday if its seven-day rolling average infection rate rises over 3%. That's according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and that's the city we're talking about, New York City. Bars and restaurants in the city that never sleeps have been forced to close at 10 p.m. More than 23,000 New Yorkers died in the first wave. With hospitals over capacity with COVID-19 cases, Greece is also shutting its schools and kindergartens until the end of the month. Beirut's usually traffic-clogged streets were almost empty Saturday as that country went into a two-week lockdown with a nighttime curfew starting at 5 p.m. Egypt and Liverpool football star Mohamed Salah will miss his country's African Cup of Nations qualifier against Togo on Saturday, as well as at least two Premier League matches after testing positive for the coronavirus. The two-time African Footballer of the Year had attended his brother's wedding in Egypt. Faced with the highest death rate in Europe from the virus, Czech crematoriums are struggling to keep up. Since the end of October, some 200 people a day have been dying in the central European nation of 10.7 million people, which was only lightly touched by the first wave of the virus. And Turkmenistan's leader insists his country has never had a coronavirus case as he opens a new hospital for infectious diseases. Authorities urge people to wear masks in July due to pathogens and high concentrations of dust in the air. Aside from Pacific Island nations, only Turkmenistan and North Korea have yet to report a case of the virus.